only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
And now she's pissed off.
Is your wife up yet or no?
No, I don't think so.
What a bump.
It's pretty quiet up there.
Go wake her up.
Do you want me to die?
Do it.
Do you want me to die by a frozen banana?
Don't be a pussy.
Have you ever seen a frozen banana stuck out of somebody's chest?
It would be funny. You go there to shake her awake, and she just rolls over. Just frozen banana in the neck.
So I was playing video games yesterday, and I got the Game Pass for Xbox One. So nice. I've just been going through like 200 plus games you can choose from. So I'm just scrolling through these games, and I come across this game called My Friend Pedro. And I sent Brock a picture over the weekend. Basically, it's a game, and the cover of it is a picture of a banana, and it's like a shooting game. It's like some hardcore shooting game. And I'm like, dude, this is perfect. So I sent a picture of Brock. I'm like, which game do you think a man to
pick? Yeah, it was just a big selection. Like, it was like a page of like 12 games. And I'm like, huh. And then as soon as I saw that yellow banana that said My Friend Pedro, I was dying. I was dying laughing. Well, okay.
It's
maybe
a fun
don't,
game, by the way.
Don't
fun
wake
game.
Her up if you are concerned about getting stabbed by a banana. Hey, real quick, before we move on to Morning Dump, I did. My mom sent me a text. Hi, Mommy. She's listening. She said you, because we were talking about rollerblades earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's actually right here if you want to. Yes.
You bitch. How dare you? She said you did have rollerblades when you were younger, and you thought you were pretty awesome on them. Well, I was pretty awesome on them, I'm sure, but I gave that life up because I was a toddler back then, and now I'm a man. I'm a real man.
Was he setting ramps up on cinder blocks?
No,
you were.
I don't know if we were doing many jumps. What was real big was, obviously, right at that time was D2, the Mighty Ducks, and there was a scene in that movie where they go get back to their roots of having fun by playing the street kids in a game of roller hockey.
Oh, yeah.
And, my brother and I would go to the park down in our hometown.
Trash can.
Of course, we tipped over a trash can. And then I'd always try and do the knuckle puck. You'd have like the round ball that you would. Yeah, it was pretty dope.
All right, Goldberg, pass the puck.
Dude, that was awesome. Dude, I was so. That's why I can't bring out the rollerblades again. I'm just too good. I'm just too good at rollerblading.
It's knuckle puck time as you get it stolen from you. Damn it.
Everyone jumps out of the way. I always thought it was pretty good camera work how they followed the puck like that.
Yeah.
Great scene. Great movie.
What color were your blades? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember. I'm sure that
100% they were teal. There was some teal in there.
There probably had to be some teal in there. I did this, obviously a lot of black, because black is cool. Anyway. All right, maybe I'll bust out the rollerblades again. We'll see.
See?
All right, let's do your Morning Dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. There's a lot of celebrity stuff going on, but I don't want to talk about them. Because you know why? Because they've all been like posting stuff from inside their mansions. Cardi B, for God's sake, posted a video crying while eating cereal because she's supposed to be out in a club eating sushi and not at home. So the celebrities are pissing me off at this point. There are some that are doing good, but the vast majority of them are so disconnected with the real world.
Shut up, eat your cereal, and donate.
In your mansions, we'll get through this. Yeah, it's nice having a pool inside your mansion to spend quarantine in, you know what I mean? That one video of all these celebrities singing Imagine. You're singing Imagine, like trying to build people's spirits while you're in your huge mansions, with your gourmet food. Some of you got chefs. It's like, shut up. Sorry,
she's
I'm not
petting her tiger.
Yeah. It's like, what I do when I'm stuck on my 200-acre mansion with my own riding trails and a tennis court, I just like to say thank you. You know, it's time to be great. It's like, you know, I have three basketball courts that I can choose from. And it's just tough. It's tough times we live in.
Here I am crocheting in my Bugatti.
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible.
I can take my my Bugatti out on my own racetrack, but it's tough right now. It's like, you shut your stupid mouth, you stupid, right. Stupid celebrity. I digress before I get too worked up. Scientists are warning us about stupid celebrities. No, we should be flushing with the toilet lid down. And we do that to minimize toilet plume, which could stop the coronavirus from getting into the air. So, folks, if you did think of it, just make sure that toilet seat's down whenever you have to flush.
We talked about this a long time ago, about your toothbrush.
Yeah.
And how it shouldn't be exposed. You shouldn't keep your toothbrush on the bathroom sink, because every time you flush, particles fly through the air and pretty much cover everything.
Didn't they do a study? Like, it goes far. So, folks, if you didn't do it before, now is a great time. I actually ripped the lid in the toilet seat off because I was tired of Kiki complaining about me never putting the toilet seat down. So I was like, well, look, now you don't get any toilet seat. So deal with it. But I'll have to replace that. But anyway, help us stop the spread. Put your lids down, you filthy animals. You know, when I sit on my goat toilet seat and think about these difficult times, I just want everyone to know that I feel you. I understand you. No, you don't.
You know, goat toilets are cold.
They're cold. That's what I have to deal with during this pandemic, is my cold gold toilet seat. Oh,
God.
Lastly, booze sales are skyrocketing during the coronavirus outbreak. And if you're one of the people trying to be funny and ironic by drinking Corona beer, you may not be able to much longer because the brewery in Mexico has shut down.
Dude, come on.
It's hard to think of an alcohol not being being non-essential these days, but in Mexico, breweries have been forced to shut down due to the coronavirus. This includes Grupo Modelo, which brews several brands, including Corona. So unless the brewery opens soon, Corona beer may be hard to find, just like toilet paper and sanitizer. That's crazy,
dude. If this doesn't explain how effing stupid people are... Come on.
See, I don't think... No. They're not shutting down because people aren't buying it. I think they're shutting down because... Actually, it doesn't say. So it could be one of two things. It could be because people aren't buying it or because it's considered non-essential, so they're shutting it down.
I hope it's because it's non-essential. But all the other booze companies are staying open, so it's got to be because people aren't buying it.
But...
You know what? Dude, it's so ridiculous. Come on, guys.
I wonder, though, beer, though, depending, because if other breweries get shut down, beer is produced at such a... I mean, there's way more turnover than, you know, I think liquor, because liquor, I mean, the shelf life is...
It lasts longer. It's on your shelf a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, you can literally leave a sealed bottle of liquor open for closed for 1,000 years and it'll be fine. You know what I mean?
There were some stores, I can't remember where it was, but they were like selling their Coronas like half off just because nobody was buying them.
Oh, really?
It's just insane, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Those are the same people that stockpiled hoarded toilet paper. Right. Morons.
Oh, my God. Right. You're drinking Corona. You know what that is, right?
You know, when I'm sitting in my luxury kitchen and I'm drinking my Corona, I want you guys to know that I sent my personal chef home for the day, so I'm going to make myself my own bowl of cereal. I don't need my chef to do it.
Oh, God.
That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Rock 107 WIRX. Revolution Radio. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Morning, how you doing?
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
The hell was that all about? Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. What better way to spend some time indoors than enjoying something great to drink? A lot of great combo packs that they got, the variety packs. So what? Check it out. Anyway, I know we talked about the UFC. I actually do have a sports story that we could probably riff on. So over the weekend, President Trump got a conference call with the commissioners of major sports leagues and came away with the conversation with the opinion that the NFL season should start on time. The NFL is already moving toward doing the draft on the weekend of April 23rd, but all from home, away from team facilities. So, right now, where we stand, we should have it. But again, that could change. That could change in a week. That could change
in three weeks.
Is
it like September 1st?
It's something like
college.
That.
That's like college, isn't it?
Let's see. Opening NFL season weekend 2020. Should be September 10th.
It's 10th.
Yep.
So they're not going to do preseason, obviously.
Which I'm fine with. You know, I've been saying that, or only do like one preseason game. But, if they were to do that, yeah, so it would be a Thursday night game, September 10th.
Wow.
Is what it would be. But, again, that's if they do it. Like you said, you know, they could say, no, we're not, things could get worse. They could.
Time will definitely tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. In the next few weeks, I think we'll definitely tell.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. It'd be awesome, though. Come on.
I know. You know. After all this is said and done, I know, obviously, we have bigger priorities, but that would just be a nice little back-to-normalcy thing, like being able to put on my Aaron Rodgers jersey and sit at a place at some establishment with a cold beer with other Packers fans. Like, that would feel nice. It would feel good.
Just you got to understand that they're not going to do anything until they're absolutely certain.
Yep. So it's interesting that they're making those calls. They're probably seeing what's going to happen. I know they've been discussing what they're going to do with basketball, what they're going to do with baseball. I mean, everything. So we'll see. We'll see. But that's what I got there. So
cross your fingers, man. Yeah, cross your fingers.
I would like to have that. I would like to have it. Otherwise, that's all I got, man. You got anything else?
Real quick, UFC 249 card, which will not include Khabib. He bailed. He can't get on a plane. He can't do anything. He's just quarantined.
Yeah.
Fight against Tony Ferguson was supposed to happen, which was April 18th. That's what it's scheduled for. They're still going to do it. UFC is still like, yep, we're going for it. We're still going to do the fight, but we're going to get somebody else to fight instead of Khabib. So.
The more I think about it, I'm just like, they need to stop that. I even with all the testing and everything like that, there's no reason. The more we discuss the thing, this, like they just need to hold off.
Like I said last hour, 100% everybody could be 100% healthy. They test everybody twice before they even get into the building. Everybody there could be 100% healthy, which is cool, all right? But I think it just puts a bad taste in people's mouths.
Yeah.
I think, you know, other sports, you know, other leagues are like, hey, you know what? We close shop.
Well,
and why aren't you guys closing shop? Well, it's just...
Maybe for people watching, too, the general public be like, look, we're all, I mean, yeah, it gives us something to watch, but we're also like, why are these people getting a chance to, like, go do stuff? You know what I mean? Like, maybe even for the, or are they going to charge what they normally charge to watch the fight? So now they're still getting a bunch of money in their pocket while other people out of work and everything like that. So I think just in general, it's in bad taste. So I don't know. We'll see. But all right. Is that good? That all you got?
That's what we got. That's what we got, man.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, good morning. 7:37, Brock Hunter.
Am I even here? Are you listening?
Oh, hey, what's up? Sorry, I was into the song, man. I was getting in it, man.
You're that guy.
You're that guy.
You're like that kid at school.
Tapping
his pen on the desk. Just keeps tapping his pen, and everybody's like, dude.
I do fidget a lot. I'm a fidgeter. I'm a fidgeter.
Are you drunk? You know you're on the air, right?
You're on the air.
No.
Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's time for your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. You're the moron. Anyway, go see him, man. Pizza, pasta, subs. What better food to have than some delicious pasta? Talk about comfort food during this crazy time. Mm-hmm. It's just eating some delicious pasta, or maybe you get the Big Joe pizza. That's 18 inches. You don't need to share. Eat it yourself. Who cares? Who cares? You're in your sweatpants for the eighth day in a row. Eat a whole pizza. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Anyway, get it.
I think Saturday night, we ate so much, man. We had pizzas. Actually, we had pizza and we had something else, man. But, man, Saturday night, we both look at each other like, oh, so this is what quarantine's like. We are both just pop belly to the max.
Feels good. You just got to roll over. Doesn't even matter. You're all greasy and sweaty. Who cares? Anyway, go see him, Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? Your topic for today, it's obviously stressful out there. We're all coping in different ways. How are you keeping your cool right now? How are you keeping your cool right now? Mine is actually fairly mellow, fairly simple, nothing too crazy. I'm reading more. I've been finding myself really just calming myself down, not getting worked up, because it's kind of easy to do. You know, when you're watching TV, the news comes on, or you know, you're getting updates on your phone. All this is just kind of a lot of bad news coming through. I've just been kind of I got the recliner moved upstairs into the master bedroom, and got this nice little reading nook. It's nice and quiet, and it's right by the window, so it's just calm. And I've just been just chilling out, just winding myself down by reading, just getting out of there.
You cuddle up with your blankie, too.
I do actually have two really nice blankets on there. And then when I'm done reading, all I got to do is kick that puppy back. I'm out in 2 minutes, man. It's fantastic.
Yep.
But it's just, it's kind of a way to just bring me, just cool me down a little bit. Just relax, and it's fantastic. So there you go. That's what I'm doing
cool
to keep
down.
My cool.
Cool down lap.
Yeah, there you go. Cool down chapter, if you will. What about you? You've been riding your bike. That's how you've been keeping your cool.
Absolutely.
Rollerblade. 100%.
You stole it right out of my mouth. That's exactly how I'm dealing. I get on the bike and I just cruise, man. Just cruise. And it's not a lot of work either.
No, especially the electric bike. That's good, though. You know, just kind of, you know, I think there's something to be said about just getting out, getting away from, you know, and of course, social distancing, folks. You still go outside for a walk. Just avoid groups and just stay by yourself. You'll be fine.
Right. Yeah. Don't look at me on my bike. Like, you're supposed to be inside.
No, we look at you and go, is that guy right? Is that grown man riding an electric bicycle?
Yes.
That's what we're saying. Look at that moron.
You know what I did yesterday? It was awesome, dude. We took a 10-mile truck through the Harbor Shores. So obviously you can't play golf right now. People are out there walking through the pass, you know, like the golf cart pass, and we just cruised the bikes through all 18 at Harbor, and it was awesome. It was fun, man. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. It was beautiful scenery. The birds were chirping. It was a good day yesterday for sure.
Good way to keep your cool. All right, 925-WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. How are you keeping your cool right now? How are you keeping your cool? We're going to get your answers and more when we come back. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah! You know I'm keeping my cool during these stressful times. I'm playing my banjo.
There you go.
Hey, y'all.
On the porch. The wooden porch. Wooden chair.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. It's stressful out there right now. You got to keep your cool. How are you keeping your cool and coping right now? Let's see. We got Steve said, doing things around the house I've never had time for before. Helps keep my mind positive. That's good. You know, now's a great time. Kiki has literally remodeled our entire basement laundry room. It's insane.
Just here's a tip. Just pace yourself. Pace it out because you're going to have more time. And when that's up, you're going to be like, damn it, I did that too fast.
I actually, that is a very good point, because then you're just going to go, you could crack them out in like a week. But then, you know, I mean, we still got a long road ahead of us, man. So, yeah, pace out your projects there. Let's see. Carrie said, by riding my horse as much as I can. Nice.
There you go.
I don't have a horse, but that would be fun to ride right now.
You know? Here I am riding an electric bicycle, and she's over there on a horse, man. That sounds delightful.
The future is now, Carrie. Right. Jennifer had a great one. I'll be honest. If it wasn't for social distancing, I might want to go hang out with Jennifer. She's keeping her cool by playing Crash Bandicoot and enjoying cranberry vodka.
Oh, that's a good combo.
That's a great combo.
Bandicoot's great. It's a great game.
You know what's funny? And if my dear sweet mother is still listening, I'm sorry. But as an adult now, I can't play video games without drinking. You know, before I could do it, but now it's like you got to have a couple cocktails.
Now, here's what happened. Yeah, the booze just replaced the candy. Back in the day when you were playing games, you were just smashing on candy all day long. Now it's like, all right, now I can't have as much candy.
You're absolutely right. Oh my God, you just blew my mind, man. That's right. The booze is now my adult candy. What's worse for you?
You're right. They're both terrible for you. You know what's great about Crash Bandicoot? The women love it. If you have a girlfriend, if you got a wife, grandma would love it.
Yeah.
It's one of those games that, like, you can pass it to your wife and she's not going to just throw it back at you. I can't figure it out.
You know? I can't do it. Crash is an easy enough game. I think that maybe even Kiki could probably get out. I don't have to try that. I got she some of the old ones and the old PS2 up there. So,
oh, yeah.
Let's see. Ben said lots of beer and weed. That's, you know, hey, different strokes for different folks.
Right.
I like it. Kate, I don't know if she's getting this right. She said, I don't know. My boyfriend is starting to push my buttons. All right, Kate.
He's doing it on purpose.
Don't snap. It's don't snap, Kate.
See, when I start pushing my wife's button, it's because I'm bored. I got nothing else to do. And like, I'll do one thing, and then she'll show a little bit of, you know. And so I'm like, oh, there it is. Oh, no, I just got it. It's a grounded pound.
Grounded pound.
I got to finish it, you know.
Actually, I know what your wife's doing to keep her cool during these stressful times.
Oh, come on, dude. I know.
Extra cool. Frozen, if actually.
You know what? Just leave the damn.
Your wife's keeping cool with those frozen bananas. That's how she's keeping her cool. Hey, we'll be back. Quick, throw me a spear.
Chicago.
Good morning, 7:58. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. How are you keeping your cool? During these stressful times, right now, you know, you don't want to lose your head. You want to make sure that you just woo-saw, take her calm, take her cool. Everything's you
step out on your back porch and scream.
Just you know what? Not a terrible idea. If that's going to help you, just kind of work through it. Do it.
Might terrify your neighbors.
But you know what? It's your thing. It's that they'll cope with it a different way. You'll be fine.
Any loud noises right now have people on edge. We were riding the bikes the other day, and one of my friends, or Amanda's friend, her back tire blew, and it sounded like an IED, like a grenade went off in the street. Seriously, like three windows like flew open. Everybody, all right?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! What happened? It's just a tire. Just a tire.
And we're all
keep
okay.
Keep your distance.
We're like all we okay. Are.
He's dead.
How are you keeping your cool during these stressful times? We got some great answers on Facebook. Lainey said, smoking a lot of bud.
A lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, you know, so I just chill out, relax. The only problem is you get the munchies, and then you eat all your quarantine food.
Right. I'm feeling your weed guy's pretty busy.
Yeah, no joke. Can you airdrop that weed, man? Pam said, cleaning and eating. Jason literally just posted a photo of his face, and you can barely see it because it's surrounded in smoke.
Jeez.
That's a profile pic, bro.
What up? What up, Cheech?
What's up, Cheech? John said masturbation. Hey, that's all right. Got to clear out the pipes. Clears the mind. Let's see. Jason, different Jason, said, I keep flipping my pillow. All right. You know what, Jason? That's clever, but that's not what we meant. It's not what we meant, you son
of
a bitch.
You know what he should get? He should get the Chillo. Have you ever heard of the Chillo?
No, I have not heard of the Chillo.
It's a pillow insert that you put on top of your pillow. It's like an as seen on TV thing from years ago. And you put this thing in your freezer or your fridge, and it just keeps your pillow cold all night long, bro.
I heard of a chill dough. God. Is that similar?
No, and it's not yellow, and it's not a banana, and it's not in my fridge.
I don't know why you'd bring that up. I wasn't getting to that at all.
You brought it up. Rock 107.